Good morning, folks. Happy GURPS Day to you all. Thanks for checking out the first ever, possibly the only ever, Game Geekery podcast. Preemptive apologies and disclaimers if the audio isn't great. This is the first podcast. I don't have a studio. I don't have a quiet room. I can hear people in the courtyard, dogs barking, my neighbor's birds chirping. I think there's a chopper overhead. Hopefully all that isn't bleeding into your audio. So a few months back, I had the idea for this podcast to change things up a little bit, have a little variety in the format. I asked people who read the blog to submit questions about the blog, GURPS, me, role-playing games in general, what have you. I thought at the time that three questions would be the bare minimum to give this sort of thing a try, and three is exactly what I got, three questions. So the first question submitted came from Sam from Quebec. He says, "Hi Mook, thanks for all the great work you've done spreading GURPS and making it more approachable. I wouldn't be GURPSing today if it weren't for your stuff." Now, see, that's what I love. When people email me, come up to me at a convention, say that they wanted to try GURPS for the longest time, it sounded interesting, but they thought it was just too complex that they could never figure it out. And they read some of the stuff on the blog, they read how to be a GURPS GM, and they realize that underneath that amazing buffet of options and rules tweaks and all this stuff that you can use if you want to, lurking beneath all that is just a very simple core system that you can pick up in a few minutes. So thank you for that, Sam. Thank you very much. That made my morning. Okay, getting back to his question, Sam writes, "Given that it can't always be expected that players read GURPS rulebooks or resources to get to know the system on their own, what is the most conversational, simple, natural sales pitch you could do for GURPS as a whole? I love the system, but there are so many things to love about it that I don't always find it easy to give a coherent endorsement that focuses on the core strengths beyond saying it's generic, you can do anything. In short, what would be your best elevator pitch for the system? Inquiring minds need to know and shamelessly lift it from you to pitch GURPS to their friends." Okay, so I gave this a little thought. I'm not sure how conversational or natural it is since I've written it down, but this is what I have come up with. GURPS is the game you choose if you just want one solid, elegant, endlessly customizable rule set that will let you play whoever you want in whatever setting you want, whether you want rules light, theater of the mind, or hyper crunchy rules heavy with tactical movement and anything in between. You can concentrate your finite time and energy on your character and the story instead of running on the endless treadmill of learning system after system. Now look, some people love learning system after system. Obviously for them, that's not going to be a selling point. I used to be that guy. After my initial D&D phase back in the 80s, and I was expanding to other TSR games, Boot Hill and Top Secret, and Star Frontiers and all of the classic old single genre games, I used to love reading the rules. That was an end unto itself and not just a means to getting the game played. But then, sometime in the early 90s, I first read about GURPS, probably in Dragon magazine. And the concept, the idea that a single rule system could handle all my games, my fantasy games, my science fiction games, my Old West games, my time travel games, any game that I wanted to make, I didn't have to read a whole new book, learn a whole new set of rules, and then teach those new rules to other players. It was a revelation. I hopped on the GURPS train hard, which I'm sure will come as no shock to anyone who has read the blog. The problem was, this would have been GURPS second edition, and my group just wasn't having it. We were firmly entrenched in Advanced Dungeons & Dragons, second edition at the time, and there was absolutely no budging them off of it. Now, a couple years after that, GURPS third edition came out. I was able to get the whole group on board, ran my first GURPS game. Everyone had a blast. And literally since that game, I have not run a single other system. I haven't GM'd anything except for GURPS in more than 20 years. So that is my elevator pitch. Not sure how natural it is, but hopefully it covers the bases. I think sometimes if you just tell people, well, GURPS can do anything, that doesn't help them really conceptualize because that's too much. There's nothing for them to really hang their hat on. So thank you for that question, Sam. I hope that helped a little bit. I hope you are able to use that elevator pitch as bait to lure people into the wonderful world of GURPS. The second question is from Joseph. He submitted this through the GURPS North America Facebook group. He says, I have players who play a wide selection of systems but are terrified of GURPS due to the fact they believe it is convoluted and difficult to play. One of them believes it always takes at least 4 hours and 100% understanding of literally every rule used in the campaign to make a single character, regardless of what they want it to be capable of. This guy is otherwise a reasonable and awesome person and forms the cornerstone of the group. Can you help me convince them to even try GURPS? They haven't even played it during the entire span of their lives in literally any form or edition, and their phobia of the system is beginning to bother me. This is a question near and dear to my heart, Joseph. Thank you for asking. This is literally the impetus for writing How to Be a GURPS GM. That was all fueled just by the week after week, month after month frustration of seeing people always talking about GURPS like it was just so difficult. Just had so much math. I can't figure it out. All of these things that I knew to not be true, and yet that was the overwhelming perception in the broader RPG community. And still is. Most people, if you mention GURPS to them, they think it is just this nightmare of calculus and slide rules and never-ending character creation. And none of that is true. So I would always think to myself, man, Steve Jackson Games, there really should be a product that explains to people that GURPS is really simple and not difficult to get into at all. When it became clear that such a product was not really forthcoming, I decided it couldn't really hurt anything to submit a proposal, see if I could write it for them, and lo and behold, turned out that they agreed. They thought it was a good idea for a book, and the rest is history. So getting back to Joseph and his group here, seems like there are two distinct issues. The first is the group as a whole thinks that GURPS is convoluted, difficult to play, just too hard. Now, if their minds are just simply made up and there's no wiggle room, they're just not willing to give it a chance, there's not really much anybody can do about that. But if they have an open mind, if they're willing to give it a try, I wrote this blog series called, surprisingly enough, New to GURPS, which is kind of an introductory, welcoming series of posts that are extremely basic. The first week teaches you this, the next week builds on that and teaches you this, the third week builds on those two and teaches you this. It's all very straightforward, very simple, uses lots of examples, and it was written specifically for people who are coming to GURPS from other systems, want to check it out, but don't really know where to get their foot in the door kind of thing. The second issue seems to be this one player in particular who has a problem with character creation in GURPS, thinking that it is just an all-night affair. It's going to take forever. You have to know the system backwards and forwards. And that's not necessarily true. If you want to make a full GURPS character with all the bells and whistles, yeah, you and the GM are probably going to want to sit down, take an hour, hour and a half, really hash things out, start to finish. That character is going to take a little bit of work. However, that doesn't have to be the case. Assuming the GM is comfortable with the GURPS rules and he knows what's going on, it can certainly go a lot quicker. I wrote this other series of blog posts called The Quick Start Character Creation, based around this article called The 7-Minute GURPS Character, which basically attempts to get you a rules-legal GURPS character that only takes 5 or 6 minutes to put together as opposed to the full treatment. Basically, instead of spending points, character points, to build your character, the player makes a few decisions, takes a few advantages, maybe a handful of skills, boom, you're done. For a one-shot game, for a convention game, you're just hanging out with friends and you're looking for something to do, you can have an entire party of characters ready to go in like 10 minutes, hit the ground running, and just have a ball. I also sometimes use this kind of guided questionnaire for new players that asks them questions in normal English. They answer those questions about their character, and then it's up to the GM to translate those into GURPS terms, which can certainly speed things up. So I hope some of those blog posts will help you, Joseph, get your group into GURPS, get them interested, and hopefully they like it. I'll post links to all of those on the blog page to make it easy for people to find. Okay, so chugging right along, we come to the third and final question. This one is from Kurt, who sent me a direct message on Facebook. Kurt asks, Dear Mook, I wanted to ask you about your opinions on characters' stats, both the number of stats and the range of those stats. How do those ranges affect play and playability of characters? Do you find that a low number of stats and a small range of variants tends to stifle character uniqueness, or can you play the character you desire even within the limits placed by those numbers? Conversely, at what point do the amount of stats and a range of scores begin to detract from playability? I have played games with 6 stats, ranging from 3 to 18 and a nice bell curve, games with 7 stats, ranging from 1 to 20 with the normal human range at 5 to 10, games with 10 stats that range from 23 to 100 with a standard distribution, and more. I'm curious now. When I see Kurt, I'm going to have to ask him, because the only game that I recognized in there was D&D, of course, with the 6 stat. I'm not sure what those others are. Anyway, he continues, I found that my favorite became 12 stats with a 3 to 30 bell curve range. This seems like the best of all worlds in my mind, and I am content to believe this. When I look at GURPS, and I am in no way disparaging this fine game, I feel overwhelmingly limited by 4 stats, no matter how high they may be adjusted. What are your thoughts on the matter? Well, we can't have people feeling limited in GURPS. That's just heretical. So let's get into this. While GURPS technically has 4 stats, strength, dex, IQ, health, even just in the attributes blocks on the character sheet, there's 4 more. There's hit points, will, perception, and fatigue points, which are figured off of the primary attributes, but don't necessarily have to be. They can be adjusted up and down on their own. In fact, a lot of GMs do decouple those secondary attributes from the primary attributes so that they all start at 10, and then you just adjust them up and down individually to make it even more clear to the player that if you buy yourself a high IQ, it doesn't necessarily have to bring up your will and perception as well. You can play a smart character who is not terribly aware, or a smart character who has a low willpower. So that brings us to 8 attributes already, really. Then if we throw in some of the things that other systems would use as an attribute, things like appearance, maybe, or reputation, the defenses of dodge, parry, and block, we're looking at quite a few more than just the 4 basic attributes. So GURPS already does have kind of a pretty comprehensive collection of attributes. I do prefer the idea of having a lot of attributes because I like the way it provides a kind of numeric snapshot of your character. You can just see at a glance whether they're smart or dumb or average or fast or slow, strong or weak. But I've never really felt myself limited by the 4 attributes of GURPS. Every time I've tried to add in something, it's already covered under the rules. For example, dex. Dex covers sort of everything from fine motor skills to gross body movement. So the default assumption there is if you're spending the points to raise your dex to a 14, it's raising everything. But a good example of how to tweak the attributes that comes up a lot in my games is strength and striking strength. Strength is your attribute, and it governs your hit points, it governs how much you can lift, how far you can jump, all of that sort of strength-based stuff. In a lot of the games that I run, it's important for certain unarmed characters to be able to punch and do damage that is a lot more than a human would normally be able to do. But if I give them a core strength of 17, 18, 20, or what have you, then they're going to be just a hulk. They're going to be able to carry hundreds and hundreds of pounds of gear. They're going to be able to jump really far, really high, and that's not what I'm looking for. I just want to up their damage. So there's a lot of customization, a lot of attribute tweaking that can go on there. Plus, I don't think I find the 4 attributes limiting, because almost any kind of character that I want to describe for a particular story, I can already do so using the advantages and the skills, the disadvantages, all that stuff. They're all in there. They may not be attributes, but there are already mechanical ways to simulate all of the things that might be attributes in other games. They just might be called something different in GURPS. So I hope that answered your question a little bit, Kurt. Looks like we're coming up on almost 15 minutes here, so that's kind of perfect timing. I'd like to thank you guys for submitting the questions. That certainly helped me get this thing off the ground. And thank you all for listening. As I tried something new, I'd love to hear your feedback on what you thought about the podcast, whether you loved it or hated it, train wreck or not, suggestions for improving audio, format, whatever. You know where to find me online. I'm an easy man to get in touch with. So until next week, this is Mook. You've been listening to the historic first episode of the Game Geekery podcast. Please let me know what you think, and long live GURPS.